name is Elizabeth Johnson Phillips, the content developer here at Empower Source, and I'm here today talking with Dennis Cao of Proactive Information Management. And we're going to talk today about starting your own business, growing your own business, having your own business, hating your own business, minding your own business, all things business, business, business. So do you want to tell us just a little snippet about yourself before people know, you know, we get into the meat of the questions?
Nope.
He just rolled his eyes at me, people. You need to know.
Don't do it. Don't start your own business.
Okay, so that's the end of this podcast. So the first question I have for you today is you started a computer business in 1999. What made you start that?
I think, for one, I didn't like school, so I didn't want to go to school. And so I decided that maybe starting my own business would be a way of not having to go to school. And I still ended up going to school.
So that did not quite meet that goal.
No, I still end up going to school.
And you transitioned that computer business into IT in 2005. What preceded that change?
So in 1999, most IT companies are system builders. So we would build systems for businesses. So I believe that in 2004 and 2005, we saw a change in kind of like, you know, the industry of people sort of leaving building systems and want to get more into buying their own system from just a retail store. So customization wasn't as big anymore. So we decided to start moving into networking for enterprise and small businesses.
So now you've been in business for 20 years. A little over 20 years.
Yes.
My way of saying you're old, although you're not since you're younger than me. so we won't say that. I'm sure along the way you've had some failures. What have been your biggest failures in business and what did you learn from them?
Don't overcommit and underdeliver. I think our biggest failure was we overextended ourselves financially in our first growth of the company. So we own a lot of different businesses and had very early success and it did not pan out. And in 2007, we consolidated all the businesses and had a lot of debt on our books. So that's probably one of the things is, you know, take it easy, take it slow. Don't overextend yourself.
Sort of aim small, miss small. Yes.
Yeah.
So if you could go back to the beginning, what, if anything, would you change?
Wow. I don't know if there's anything I would change. I feel like, you know, all the mistakes that we made and all the mistakes that we did not make is what led us to where we are today. So I think if we change anything, things might be different today and I probably won't be sitting here. So I don't know if I would change anything in particular. I would say, again, is to take it easy and don't overextend yourself. You know, things will come if you just let it happen. I think sometimes when you are too eager to push yourself to do to grow, you tend to make more mistakes rather than thinking rationally through it. So
you get hurried and things go by the wayside, get careless.
You get in a hurry, quality goes down. You tend to make more mistakes. You tend to also lose employees when you make those mistakes. And sometimes, you know, when you make this careless mistake, then when a real opportunity becomes available, you won't have the funds or the means to take advantage of that opportunity.
Now, I didn't discuss this question with you earlier when we were chatting, but so get ready. It's a new one. When you were first starting out, did you have any mentors or anyone who could sort of guide you along the way to say, hey, don't do that?
I think my father, you know, he's been a business person. He owned his own business for his entire life, pretty much his entire life. So did my grandfather. So he guided me through a lot of early stages of how things should be done and kind of set a boundary and path for us. When I rented a mistake, he didn't bail me out with money. He just basically told me that he will always be there with advice and counsel and I have to figure my own way out. So there's a lot of things that I have to figure out on my own. I think that's probably the best thing that happened because a lot of time when you figure out certain things through your journey, and through your hardship, you tend to learn more about all the things that got you to the result rather than just the result itself. So
absolutely. Adversity is the best teacher.
Yep.
Yep. So in the past year, you have made a lot of changes to your company and companies. Why? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I forgot to take my pill one morning and I started going insane. So I decided to put more work on myself. I think just like in 2004 or five when we decided, or 2006 when we decided to move to a new pivot our company to from a system builder to more of networking. I think in 2008 and 2009, we did the same thing. We got into more medical and more local government. And we found a lot of success there in the medical industry, doing IT for medical companies and also local government. And I think that the industry is just changing, and that people need more of a consultative approach. And I did not feel that IT is a good starting point to provide a consultative approach, just because there's a lot of IT company out there that says they counsel or they consult for people. And I'm sure they do. And I'm sure that some of them do a very good job. But I feel that you know, it shouldn't be from the lens of IT. It should be from small businesses or a business consultant. Or if you're in compliance, you should be working with a compliance company directly, then who will partner with IT company and not the IT company who does all the vertical integration. So that's the reason why we created so many different companies, is because we want to allow our clients to be able to go to IT when they want to go to IT, or consulting when they want to go to consulting. But at the same time, is able to have everybody, all the company, come together and help them with a single solution and one-stop shop, if you will, with subject matter expertise or experts in those fields.
Because ultimately, you are not in the IT business, but you're in the business of helping your clients.
No, we're not. I mean, ultimately, you know, IT is just a tool. It just so happened that we use IT to help clients. So ultimately, we're in a service business just like anybody else, whether we're in a restaurant business or in a medical doctor business. Ultimately, we're a service company. So that's what we are.
Okay, now a few more questions. So a lot of business owners say that it is lonely. Do you find that to be true?
Yeah, I think there are times it's very lonely. I think there are many people who go out and start their own business thinking that they have a lot of freedom. Ultimately, I think that you're trading one freedom for another freedom. You know, I can leave the office and attend an event or go golf for 4 hours or do something else, but ultimately I still have to come home and finish, or come back to the office and finish the task that I still have to do. So it never escape me, you know.
You still have to work.
You still have to work. I think you trade one freedom for another freedom. But yeah, it's lonely because, like I said, even if you work for a company and you do make all the choices and make all the decisions and you're the man or the woman at the top of the company, it's still different when you own a business, because it's your passion and it's all the sweat that you put into it too. But at the same time, I think that you also carry all the stress that you don't have to, that normal people who is at the very top don't have to deal with. You know, the stress of your family, your only source of income. Also the stress of making poor choices and poor decisions that affect your employee and employee's family. So, you know, we have 20 some people that work here. So when I make a decision, I don't just affect the 20 people that work here. I probably affect the other member of their family too, which is closer to 70 or 80 people if you look at it. So it can be lonely at top. So it's just a different stress level that people don't think about.
And so how do you deal with that, all that stress? The 4 hours of golf.
I used to drink a lot. Now I was never a big drinker. You know, I mean, I do triathlons and I run a lot, so I do a lot of marathons. So it does give me a lot of free time for me to think and decompress. You know, when you bike ride for 60 miles, which is about 3 to 4 hours, you have a lot of alone time to think about stuff. You know, I tend to like to sometimes just sit by water, by the fire pit, and just think, you know, and just think about the events that has transpired in the day, the week, and how do we overcome different things. And you know, there's a lot of decision when you make, it doesn't really matter when you make decisions, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it all comes with unintended consequences that somebody have to deal with. And ultimately, it's probably you that have to deal with it, or me that have to deal with it, not you, but me. So,
yeah I'm not dealing with your
I know you're not.
I got my own.
Yeah. So it's, it can be difficult, you know, and stress level can run pretty high. But I think you get used to it. I think if you are a business owner that can't deal with stress, you probably don't want to be a business owner, because there's a lot of troughs, a lot of up and downs. You get the highs of highs, but you tend to get the lows of lows. And even when you're at highs of high, you always are watching your shoulder, feeling like, when is it going to drop? So it's just, you know, the old saying, when you have a business, when you have a good business, you worry. When you don't have any business, you worry. So it's the same.
And you, as I've watched you, you treat all of your employees as a family, not just as they're your coworkers, not really your employees. And so I think that would probably, it makes for a better work environment, but it probably adds to your stress because there is a genuine concern for the people.
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately, you know, everybody is an adult, right? So they should be responsible for themselves and responsible for their actions and be accountable for their work. I think that, you know, everybody's here to win. I certainly want to win. I certainly want to make a lot of money. And I'm sure our employees and our staff members do want to make a lot of money too. So ultimately, it's all done. My only task and my only job now is to hire the right people to make sure that they fit in our culture, and then they and provide them a platform that they can succeed on and be successful. So.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere that a good leader is someone who helps other people reach their potential. And so that's, you know, you're a good leader, Dennis.
You think so?
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah. So remember I said that. We recorded it, you know.
You should edge it on something.
Yeah.
Don't forget Boss Day, you know.
Yeah. So why do you continue to choose to own your own business versus sell it off and start again or do that sort of thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that I still feel like that there's some unfinished business. I feel like I want to be able to push myself to see how far I can take the company to, and whether that is a revenue goal or a certain size or certain things or a certain stature in the marketplace. I just feel like there's something that I haven't finished and it's not completed yet. So could I sell it and go work for somebody? Probably. And I don't know. I haven't really thought much about an exit strategy. I think this has been most of my life. You know, I spent 20 years in it. So that's probably next year. Starting next year, will be going to, you know, the latter. You know, I spent more time here building a company, you know, than all the other things I've done. So I don't know. It's a question that I think it's just to be continued.
To ponder by the fire pit or on the bike?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Or in a swimming pool.
So do you have any in 5 years?
I'm sorry?
In 5 years, where do you see yourself? Where do you see your companies? Where do you...
5 years, I would like for Matt to just take over and turn this into a...
Matt's sitting to my left. He's the producer here. He's our media technologist. So he's just shaking his head.
I don't know. I think that you know, in the business we're in the technology business, looking 5 years is really far. I do have a goal that hopefully by the time I'm 50, the house is paid off and my kids' college are paid off, which would be something that would be really nice. But
hey, they might be making money playing Fortnite by then.
Hopefully.
That's a solid goal.
I don't know. I think I like to take a year at a time. You know, I think smaller goals are easier to obtain and less stressful. So I don't really have a 5-year goal. I think it's more like what my 2020 and 2021 goal would be. Mm-hmm. So
it's sort of aim small, miss small.
Yeah.
Like we said at the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, this has been great chatting with you here, Dennis. And again, I am Elizabeth Johnson Phillips with Empower Source. And this is Dennis Cow of Proactive Information Management. And you want to drop what's your company's website? So
www.proactive-info.com.
It's a great website. And they also have presence on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. You can find them. And we are empowersource.com. And we are also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And we look forward to chatting with more people at a later date. Thanks for listening.
Let's evolve together.
Let's evolve together. Thank you, Matt. Can't you just add that from before? I can't. This makes me laugh. I can't do it. Power.
Perfect.
Yes.